Turn it up.
Turn it up.
Jeff and Jen. The Jeff and Jen Show on now.
All right, so I'm on the phone the other day with Kelly Cheese when all of a sudden I hear... We're just chatting away. I'm like, that wasn't a flush, was it? And it just was in my brain, and I didn't say anything out loud. I'm like, no, maybe she was getting in her car. Maybe it was the car engine turning car. Over. But I asked her, I'm like, were you peeing with me on the phone the other day?
100%. 100%, definitely.
So she thinks it's totally normal to talk on the phone, go number one, do your business, and just keep that conversation going and not tell the person on the other line what you're doing.
Well, I'm surprised I didn't tell you, truthfully, because I'll own it. If I'm on the phone with you, I'm like, hey, I gotta pee, but keep talking, I'm listening.
Oh, I feel like I find it so disgusting. It's just
well, you gotta go, you gotta go.
But I feel like you shouldn't do that on the phone with somebody if you wouldn't have them in the same room as you.
Oh, I'd pee in front of Jen.
What?
I don't care.
Oh.
No, a couple glasses of wine in, I'd probably pee in front of you, too. On a normal work day, we're having a work conversation. I was, like, shocked by it.
Marco in Lawrenceville, please set Kelly Tree straight. This is disgusting.
Hey, so actually, I agree. I think that, like, I do it with my best friend all the time. We use a breakfast, like, we'll go do our business while we're on a phone call. It's not weird at all. The only time I think it is weird is if you're, like, on a customer service call or something. But then you can just put yourself on mute as you flush the toilet and none the wiser.
Oh, but so, they're going to always ask you a question right when you're flushing and you got them on mute, though. That's when they come back. That's when they're like, Kelly, are you still there?
So you guys...
No, I just wait, and then I just unmute myself. It never fails.
Oh, wow. All
so
right.
Marco is on the phone with his BFF and just about anybody. You're on the phone with everybody.
Laura in Peachtree City, who are you on the phone with when you're using the potty?
Sometimes it's my boyfriend, my mom, my friend. If you're a mom, sometimes that's the only peace and quiet you have to make a phone call or have a peaceful conversation. So, yes, it's totally normal.
No, it's totally normal. It's disgusting.
No. Laura, you have got to have a much shorter VIPP list. Okay? Like, who is allowed to talk to you? I think, like, your spouse and your mom, and that's it. Like, to me, that's it.
Really?
Yes.
I mean, I made doctor's appointments
on the phone
while I was in the bathroom before. Now, will I do it in public? No. But in the privacy of my own home, yes.
Laura's on the toilet right now talking to
you.
I was
going to
hear that.
It's funny.
Sounds like she's in the bathroom.
It's funny Laura brings up the public-private debate because that's where the conversation went on social media.
Yeah. What about in a public restroom? Can you keep talking on the phone in there?
No.
You don't think so?
No.
That's where you draw the line.
No. You walk into a restroom and somebody's in the next stall conducting business while they're doing their business. H-E double hockey sticks. No.
You ready to get to it?
Star 94.1. And now, here's Jeff and Jen.
This has happened to you. You walk into a public restroom just to do your business, and somebody in the stall next to you is just talking away on the telephone. Is that rude to be on the phone in a public restroom? We need your opinions on this.
Monica, tell the world how terribly rude and disgusting that is.
Look, I do it. I do it at work, honestly. I have to. I work at a hospital, so we have hospital phones that we have to answer. And then there's been times I've been in the restroom, and they're like, hey, so-and-so's needing something. They need, you know, they need your assistance. And I'm like, all right, I'll be there in a few minutes.
So, Monica, you're not allowed to take a two-minute pee break at work.
Well, I mean, depending on where I work anywhere from the ER to the ICU to the floors. And if someone calls my phone, I've got to answer it up.
All of Monica's patients are on her VIPP list.
Pretty much.
If I have an extended time in that bathroom, I'm like, all right, I'll be there as soon as I can, or I'll send someone to see you.
Monica, I almost don't want to know the answer to this, but are you on one of those little Bluetooth headsets?
Yeah.
She's like, hands free. Because that's my other question is, if you're in a public restroom and you're on the phone, you're talking on the phone, like, where do you put it down when you need to?
No, you don't. You hold it on your shoulder to your
business.
Ear. You do that move where you hold it from your shoulder to your ear.
Then
and
it
you
can
just
drop in the potty.
You pray that it does, and I'm telling you.
Jason in Rome.
No, this is not normal. It keeps happening, and I don't understand why.
Thank you.
Like, my friends, every time I call, I've got four close friends. three out of the four, it seems like every time I call them, are using the bathroom. And I'm like, when did this become a thing? And what's even worse is that I can hear the inflection in their voice when they're straining.
They're like, yeah, I'll meet you in like 7 or 8 minutes. All right, see you in a minute.
Right. Yeah, so,
hold on. It's ridiculous, man. Ridiculous.
You're just making plans for that weekend. You're
Jason,
like,
you need new friends.
Hey, I love them. What can I say? I take the good and the bad.
Well, I mean, if they're straining that hard, maybe you keep the same friends, but you just get a little more fiber in their diet. You know what I'm saying?
There you go. More laxative something.
Hey, Jeannie, can you come in here? Because I have a confession to make about
Oh, no.
I have a confession that I have to make to Jeannie. That's related
were
to
you
this.
Sitting when
no.
you were talking to her?
No, no.
Did you do
no.
this in the background?
No, no, no. Jeanine, I have something Jeanine did weirded me out so much I had to tell a lie about it.
What happened?
Well, I went into the shared restroom, the one that we have in the hallway, right? And I took a seat on and was taking care of, you know, whatever, and things were and it just was things. And then I look over to the right, and on the top of the toilet paper holder is a phone.
I've totally seen your phone in there before.
It's somebody's phone sitting on top of the toilet paper holder. So I pick it up, and I realize it was Jeanine's. And so I brought it into her studio, but I couldn't bring myself to say, hey, I found this on the shelf next to the toilet. So instead, I was like, this was on the counter in the bathroom.
Lie. But that's a sweet lie, because you were lying to save her embarrassment.
I guess.
I'm not embarrassed.
Jeanine, you were sitting on the can reading. You're like,
I just have it with me at all times.
Who
Y'all are
No,
me.
You don't have it with you at all times. You didn't have it in the studio, because you left it next to the toilet.
Fair. Actually, that's pretty fair.
Who doesn't sit on the toilet?
I know. It's the best place to read. You don't have shampoo bottles in there. You can't read the back of that anymore. Right. This is the modern age. It's 2018.
Yes. Welcome to the new world.
Read what you want.
No.
All right, folks. Just know that if you get a like or a comment from Riley Cat on the Grams, there's a good chance that came in while she was pooping.
Listen, like, and share. The conversation continues with Jeff and Jen on Facebook.